Oh my God, that song is like the perfect song for Lisa, who just called in and made me think of that. Because I think about my mom when I lost my mom, and I listen to that song all the time. And Lisa just talked about how she lost her husband, and we're going to deliver a pumpkin for her son, who's 17 and lost his father. All week long, we'll deliver pumpkins to you or your family or anyone who's in need of a pick-me-up. We'll hand-deliver these pumpkins. They mean that much to us. Also, by the way, you can win tickets to see Chelsea Handler in about 3 minutes. But first, it was the wedding weekend. We had talked a lot about this on the Brett Mega Show, that Hannah was the maid of honor at her cousin's wedding. Or then we got confused because it was like the Knot or one of those wedding websites that she had like a, you know, best man. But then Hannah's next to her on that website, it said bridesmaid. So we were like wondering if Hannah got demoted. Was she still the maid of honor? But then we heard that you were giving a speech. So we're like, oh, well, Hannah's good. So how did the speech go?
So,
why did you sigh like that? You talk on the radio for a living.
You guys are just going to die at this. So I did give a speech.
Okay.
But I did a speech at the rehearsal dinner, not at the wedding.
What? Did somebody else give a speech at the wedding? It was another?
Yes. Oh, she asked another bridesmaid, maybe.
No, not another bridesmaid. She asked the maid of honor, Hannah.
Yeah.
The one who replaced you.
Right. The one who replaced you.
Stop!
You got replaced. So you did get replaced.
I mean, I guess.
Your speech wasn't even at the main event. You
but
gave
I
a rehearsal.
Got to speak.
Do people even give rehearsal dinner speeches? Were you the only one? Like, you could give a rehearsal dinner speech.
I did give a, yes.
You were the only one, wow, too? You were the only one who gave a rehearsal dinner speech?
The groom's brother did, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Did he also get demoted?
I don't know. Clearly, this is all a little murky for me.
Okay, so you did give a speech. How did that go?
You know, honestly,
because you were nervous about it.
I was so nervous.
We gave you our suggestions. Everyone, even at the City 2 game yesterday, we had Brett Mega Show Day at City 2, was talking about AB's speech. Did you go with AB's speech?
I definitely didn't. She was talking about how I got demoted, but honestly,
you should have started. Yeah, AB, literally, what was your start?
I said, for those who don't know me, my name is Hannah, and I used to be the maid of honor, but have since been demoted because I was lazy and didn't do anything.
Oh my God, that was the perfect start of your speech if you gave the rehearsal dinner one. You literally had it.
Well, it wasn't until now that you guys raised all these red flags about my rehearsal dinner speech, so I guess I didn't realize until now I really was demoted.
You came into work today thinking maybe you didn't get demoted after that?
After that.
I'm still in denial. Right. But anyway, I thought the speech went really good. I ended up writing it pretty quickly after the show on Friday, and I just wrote from my heart, and that was definitely the right way to go. I talked about our Grandma Mary, who has passed, and how she definitely would have given this marriage her blessing. Shed a lot of tears, but they were good,
did
heartful
you cry?
Tears. Oh, I cried like a baby.
Did you cry because you like felt a connection to your cousin in the speech? Did you cry because you were like, where were the tears coming from?
I definitely feel like it was a place of like, I can't believe we're in this phase of life where we're getting married. Yeah. Maybe a little bit because I got demoted too. I don't know. You guys are making a little party for me. Yeah.
Well, that's good. I honestly feel like you have like the biggest heart in the world. So I do feel like you probably cried because you like love your cousin. And I do think you probably got demoted, not because of love, but because you were lazy and busy. So like, I do think like you just have the biggest like heart around. So I bet like that's where those tears came from.
Yeah, I guess.
So you felt like did you get a good response though from people?
Honestly, no. But I feel like I feel like they couldn't hear me. I didn't have a mic. So I felt like they couldn't hear me.
Seems odd.
Does anyone think that Hannah wasn't supposed to give a speech and just started giving one?
She just walked up to the front of the room and started speaking.
Did they say this is now time for like a speech?
Did you get introed?
Or did you kind of tap the glass and say, I'm going to speak?
They said like, everybody, thank you for coming out. And we have someone who would like to speak. And so I spoke. But I didn't have a mic, and I just went with it, and then I walked back to my seat.
Okay.
Guys, stop giving me... I have, like, anxiety, but speech anxiety now.
Right.
Part of me feels like everyone was like, we didn't even give the girl... We didn't think she was going to say anything.
Yeah, she was just... Right. Hannah's like, I'll take it from here.
Like, even when
so
I
no
had,
one said anything afterwards? Like good speech,
good job,
Hannah?
Or?
No, they did. They were like, that was beautiful. But then, like, when I did, like, jokes and stuff, it was just my cousin who was laughing.
Ooh.
What was the joke?
That's anything painful.
Anything you'd share with us?
I mean, no, because apparently it wasn't funny. Or maybe they just couldn't hear me. Or maybe it was because I got demoted.
Well, are you glad it's done?
Yes, clearly.
All right. Do you want to give a speech here? Or
absolutely not. Apparently, apparently I'm not deserving enough of the real thing.